In Portland, Oregon today, federal judges consider an appeal in the case of a 9,000-year-old skeleton known as Kennewick Man. His bones were discovered 7 years ago on federal land in Kennewick in central Washington. Scientists want to study them. Native Americans want to bury them as ancestral remains. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports.
A platoon of totem poles guards the entrance to the Burke Museum of Natural and Cultural History on the University of Washington campus. Kennewick Man's bones have been at the Burke for more than 5 years, but don't ask to see them.
No, I'm sorry, you can't. We do not exhibit the bones.
Museum officials won't even show you where the bones are stored. Rumor has it the special vault is protected by such high security, anybody who even stumbles across it would face a squadron of police. Such vigilance is due to the fact that so many different parties would love to get their hands on the skeleton, one of the oldest ever unearthed in North America.
With respect to skeletons found in the United States that are 8,000 years or older, there are only two that are as complete as Kennewick Man.
And that's why Portland, Oregon attorney Alan Schneider's clients want to study the ancient bones. The eight scientists were intrigued when early studies suggested the shape of the skull wasn't typical of modern Native Americans. Some theorized the remains could be related to people living in what is now northern Japan. They believe further examination of the skeleton could reveal more about how humans migrated to the North American continent. And they justify their right to study the bones under a current federal law governing archaeological research. But Alan Schneider says shortly after the Kennewick skeleton was unearthed, the federal government used a newer and different law, the 1990 Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA, to deny the scientists access.
And what the federal government is really saying is that they have the right now to decide who and when and how important new discoveries are going to be investigated.
What NAGPRA does mandate is that human remains found on federal land that can be tied to indigenous Americans must be returned to the native people who claim them as ancestors. Armand Minthorne is a religious leader of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation, one of five tribes that jointly claim the bones. He says for centuries, scientists have ignored the rights of native people when it comes to archaeological remains.
They destroy them, they study them, they display them, because they consider them artifacts. We don't perceive that as acceptable. It's a desecration of our sacred human ancestral remains.
Minthorne says the tribes want the Kennewick bones returned for private burial. But last August, a U.S. magistrate ruled that NAGPRA does not apply in this case because there is no hard evidence linking these human remains to any of the tribes that claim them. Washington State University anthropology professor Gary Huckleberry says it's extremely difficult to do that.
I mean, if the remains are 500, 1,000 years, maybe 2,000 years, probably not too difficult. You could use a variety of archaeological evidence and maybe in this case even historical and oral tradition. But when you start talking about remains that are 9,000 years old and trying to relate those to modern tribes, it's much more difficult.
For scientists, this is a case about the freedom to do their research. For Native Americans, it's a question of sovereignty. This is the first legal test of NAGPRA, a law they believe was written to address centuries of wrongs perpetrated against them. Both sides say they're prepared to take their fight all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. For Day to Day, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.